scump prasa.
That's our intro.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Bioscope Brasa. This is the show where two Brasa talk movie news, reviews, shorts, and some cock in between. My name is Ross.
I'm Jody.
And that's it. Goodbye, everyone.
You just put a punt there.
You're
done.
Fucking done.
Just you put the
tune
punt.
In next week. We'll get more of the same.
More of that.
Let's get into the news.
Our news and shorts.
Slumber Party remake.
The only reason
what
I put
is
this,
this?
The only reason I put this in. Do you know who the bad guy is in this movie?
Slumber Nicolas Party. Cage.
No.
Oh.
He's South African.
Arnold Vosloo.
No. It's not our target. You just want to put the Randall.
Who
Randall.
Else have we got? John Carney. Let's. Morgan Freeman.
South
as
South
Nelson Mandela.
As Nelson
Mandela. Yeah, Nelson Mandela. Many people don't know. It's a PH.
So, first of all, Slumber Party is one of those 80s like slasher horror movies.
No shit. Yeah.
Not as famous as some of the others that have come out from
Sleepover.
That time. Yeah. But it has a cult following. Okay. They've remade this on Sci-Fi. The villain in this movie is Rob Van Vieren.
Holy shit. Are you talking? He got car.
His name was in the article and I was like, did I read Rob Van Vieren or did I read Rob Van Damme? They'd be equally like,
Rob Van Damme. He had one of the best moves ever.
Which one?
The roly-poly one. What was that called?
Oh, yeah, where he goes against the ropes and, and somersaults and,
what was it called?
All of his moves had like really cool names.
Mm.
And he had a shitload of them.
Now, there was another wrestler who had a move called the Canadian Destroyer.
From Canada, yeah.
I would fucking hope so. That move, if you ever talk to Hadley about wrestling, fucking that move was insane. I don't know how he did it. It was one of those ones where you just
roly-poly.
Do, there's a yellow flips and then the bra just ends up on the ground. I don't know how the fuck.
Yeah,
anyway.
That's wrestling, man.
Rob Van Vieren, you say?
Rob Van Vieren.
Yes, he grit.
Robbie. Just click on the link. Yes.
I did. I forgot I had the tab open.
I do all this work for you.
So he is the champion.
He is the actual villain in this movie.
So obviously it was shot in South Africa.
I assume so. I don't think that they flew Rob out.
That's another South African actress. That woman.
I feel like Sci-Fi has done this before. So this is going to be... It's a made-for-TV film this time around.
It's cheaper.
Mm.
It's cheap to film, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Full of blood and shit. Yeah,
looks legit. His weapon of choice is a drill.
Is he doing an American accent?
I don't know. You put the sound off.
I did put the sound off because we're recording audio.
Yeah. Randall. He's screaming. How are we going to hear him?
No, man. He says something. Shush. Oh, okay. He says, I love you.
Did he scream with an American accent?
So when does... is Twaki also in the film?
I don't know.
Or Corneille. Is Corneille in
the Corneille is in the movie.
Oh, is it?
Mustachioless.
And then there's a course of light that does this.
Yeah. Man, that made my day so much.
Oh, yeah. South
African actors are like...
Yeah, but Sci-Fi is not known for their quality, I suppose.
No. Sci-Fi is not good quality, eh? S-Y-F-Y. They couldn't even afford the CI and the FI.
No, I think that was the... I think that's that was like to settle the debate of how you say it. Because some people say... No, some people say Sci-Fi. Or there's another way some people say it.
Do they say scientific or something?
Yeah, that's my point. It's science fiction.
Yes.
You'll be surprised, Jordan.
Okay. Take your word on it.
Good for Rob, man. Good for Rob doing his thing. Yeah, fucking dala.
This is the big story of the week.
This is a big story of the week, and it's one that I am actually watching. And the day that we are actually recording this is supposed to be the day that they decide whether they strike or not. So, AITSA. AITSA. The IATSE. They... fuck, what do you call them? They're the craft services, they're the production
it's
workers.
It's basically the guys who make movies happen.
Yeah, actually. All the behind-the-scenes people.
They build the sets, they do all the prep work,
yeah.
Lights, camera, action, it's all them. My first exposure to this whole thing was seeing famous people on Instagram posting in support of this. And and a lot of the stuff that I was seeing that time was that all these people were really asking for was like, we want to have weekends off and we want to be paid a fair salary for like the hours that we work.
Yeah, which is not overtime. A lot to ask, I feel.
Like,
no, they don't get overtime.
They are basically on call permanently. They don't get paid overtime. They are expected to work weekends. They are actually expected to not have lives, basically. Yeah. It's like you in this industry, so you must just be available.
Yeah.
All the damn time.
And this isn't like the writer's strike where you could still sort of make things happen. I mean, if these people strike, things the industry comes to a halt. Yeah.
I mean, and remember with the writer's strike, we had series and movies that had significant drops in quality.
Look, when that Heroes will forever be one of the worst drop-offs ever in television history.
Yeah, season one of Heroes.
Season one of Heroes is flawless. It's flawless. Yeah. It is pure. That is the start of the golden age of TV.
Mm.
Heroes season one. Mm. Season two, however.
Significant drop-off.
The writer's strike killed that fucking show. Yeah.
And
like as said, Bond, we were just talking about Bond. The water one.
Yeah.
Bond, water time to die.
The lesser known.
What is the name of that one again? They had a weird cookie name.
Tomorrow Never Dies.
No. It was Daniel Craig.
Oh, he's one.
Yeah, he's one.
The first one, not Casino
Royale.
No,
not the first
one.
The one after that, yeah.
So there's Spectre, Skyfall, and
Quantum of Solace.
Yes.
Quantum of Solace. Yeah. The writer's strike also affected that. Oh, I saw this TikTok again.
Ask me if I saw the TikTok.
No. If the clicking when it comes to Osa, when it's an X, you click the sides of the mouth.
And the Q is in the top.
No. Wait, I'm getting there.
Okay.
The C is the same sound as the X, but
in front.
The front.
Yeah.
Oh, Becky. And then the Q is. And I think that makes it much easier.
Yeah.
And also, you have no excuse to mispronounce Osa names. No.
Osa.
Yeah. No, that's the wrong.
It's
You're doing that. Osa.
Osa.
It's the wrong click.
This is the top.
Yeah.
And this is the side.
It sounds the fucking same.
Osa. I'm literally showing you.
Oh, my word. Please write in. Write in and tell us if Jody's click is wrong.
Yatsa.
Itza. So,
point being,
the whole industry is coming to the fucking standstill.
If this happens, if the strike actually goes forward, you can't film. Like, you can't even, like, write your own shitty scripts and carry on because everything will come to a standstill.
And, a lot of people have come out in support of them. I mean, I don't
think
they're
not asking for a lot.
Exactly.
Apparently, like let's say the villains in this thing.
Yeah. Like Disney. Hey, anyone from Disney listening, we love your
Big
company. We'd love to visit your land.
Yeah. Something that's come up now is that apparently the nature of the demands weren't clearly put out because COVID also played a role.
Yeah.
So initially the people from this union were saying that They wanted things taken care of in relation to COVID.
Yeah.
And now they're asking for more stuff. And now it's like, well, you're asking for too much now.
Yeah.
So.
How dare you?
How dare you want a normal life? How dare you?
How dare you want to be happy at work?
Yeah. You want to be paid?
Yeah. How dare you not want to pass out from exhaustion at the end of your day?
Oh, man.
Yeah.
It's a horrible thing.
Yeah,
I mean,
up.
And we keep seeing these things. I think we take for granted how much work goes into a movie. Like you get
people
the
don't understand.
Just
even
guy,
commercials and
if
shit
you
like
see
that.
The credits in the film, that's all people who've worked on that movie for
really?
The most part. You know, like at the end, that thing between the Marvel post credits.
Yes.
Scene and the
shit that you're not reading.
Those are all people who are like doing stuff on the film every day.
100%.
And those are the people that are part of this union who are saying, we just want a normal life.
That's all they want.
Give them what they deserve.
Give them what they deserve.
Come on.
Greedy fucks.
This is Disney.
Oh, Abby, is this boring you? Yes, this.
Could you sigh any louder? Just come sit next to us, please. Sit. No, you're not.
You're working on now. Yeah.
P-bomb.
It's a P-bomb. No. I'll fix it in post. No, people
That's
must know
said.
I said it. Just take it.
I can't get pregnant if you just take it out.
Guys, I'm sorry. Listen, it's 2021. There should be no mistakes happening in this world.
Unless they stealthing. Stealthing's a crime, bro.
Oh my word. Do you know? I've heard of what the Mormons do.
Stealthing.
No. What's it called? Sponging. Squanching.
Squanching.
So they you enter your partner. There's a sheet between you.
A sheet or a sheet?
Oh, a sheet. And then you enter your partner, a man enters.
Heard of this, yeah.
And then your friends jump on the bed.
Mm-hmm.
So that you're not actually thrusting.
Nice.
It's not intercourse, yeah. It's okay with God.
Does your friend sing, "You got a friend in me"? While doing
I hope not. That would make it awkward.
That's what the wife sings when they swap.
No, I would put on like something to make them jump, like maybe the song Jump.
Jump.
Yeah.
Crisscross. Oh, no.
Yeah, that's a Mormon thing. Mm. Fuck, I must Google it. I'll get the name
Mormons
later.
Mormons are into Bobby Brown.
Abby, can you just find the name of that thing for us, please?
Just add it to your list there.
Thanks.
Mormons are into Bobby Brown.
Why?
It's the rhythm.
No, are you soaking. That's
nice.
It. Which is weird because
so much quicker at this than you are.
Than Googling.
Yeah, like when if you say I'm just gonna give this a Googs quickly, then I have to like carry the show for 5 minutes.
I know, but it's because I use DuckDuckGo. That's wrong.
Exactly, through DuckDuckGo.
But my privacy. Yeah, soaking.
They.
What were we talking about again?
Mormons.
The Mormons, the better.
Yeah.
Wait, why do they like Bobby Brown?
The rhythm. Stay with me.
I feel like there's a lot of... you know what? I'm sure there's
Bobby's got a brand.
There's a soaking playlist on Spotify
you can find
or something.
It.
Must be.
Jenna's into lo-fi music now at the moment.
Oh, so that's easy for you.
Yeah.
Hey, low
yeah,
effort.
I just lie there and my best friend is jumping on
the
bed.
Is she into the girl, the studying girl with the green...
I don't know. It's a Spotify playlist.
Yeah, that's the classic one. Mm. It's the anime girl with the... she's got like a green top on and a red thing. Anyway, it's amazing. A pro tip, listen to your brasa. If you like want music that can play in the background that doesn't, take focus away and shit, listen to lo-fi.
I'm glad we got to that as opposed to soaking advice.
Yeah. Listen, and if you're soaking with your homies.
Oh, you need a homie.
Yeah, you need a homie. So if you're soaking with your homies.
If you don't have friends, must your dad do it for you?
I don't know. Maybe a pet? Teach a dog how to jump, get a goat? I don't know. Fucking hell. Anyway, Aita, we support you.
All the way.
So, the science of scare.
Yeah.
This is what it sounds like, I suppose.
Yeah.
They have determined the scariest movie ever made.
Yes, they have. Apparently, they've done this a couple of years in a row now, at least. And
why would it change from year to year? I don't feel... I
more
feel
films
like,
come out.
Yeah, but I feel like the scariest movie ever made has already been made.
Well, they've gone about this in a different way. So they have measured your heart rate.
So
they have people watching these films. They figure out what your resting heart rate is, what your biggest jump is for like a jump scare in the film, and then also your baseline level after the movie starts.
Mm.
So it's like, you know, are you anxious for extended periods while the movie's on?
I think the scariest movie would be the Microsoft Teams ringtone. in 2021. Bang,
bang, ding, ding, bang, gang, gang. I think it's bang, anyone who still uses Skype.
No. No, Skype. Who uses Skype?
That's the thing. It's like, where is it coming why from? Why is it
coming
to me? Why is someone still using Skype?
Oh, that's funny. So what was the actual film?
A film called Host has beaten the previous record holder or previous scariest movie, which has now gone to
Host came out in 2020.
You see what I mean?
Yeah, okay, I get you.
So the previous one was Sinister. Yeah. Ethan Hawke film. Found footage. Right?
And then Exorcism of Emily Rose.
Yeah, there's...
That was also Once Upon a Time I See. That was a scary movie.
Yeah. I would have, for me, like Exorcist would be right up there in terms of constant anxiety once it actually gets... Although I guess anxiety is late in the movie once the actual exorcism starts.
Yeah.
But Conjuring 2 is in there as well.
Insidious, Hereditary.
Paranormal Activities.
Those are all runner-ups. Texas Chainsaw Massacre from 1974.
Nah, that's not actually that scary for me.
Yeah, no. I guess.
But I mean, that's more, especially by part two, that's more comedy than anything else.
Yeah, but this is, I don't know, do this.
They've put science to it, right?
I know, I'm not a fan of this cuck, man.
For me, this is something that you either feel it or you don't. Like, Babadook is a...
Babadook.
Very scary film.
Listen, I fucking put on Babadook, right? Mm-hmm. And Babadook doesn't do jump scares.
No.
They build tension and dread. Yeah, constant, right? Mm-hmm. And then we watched it with you. It was you and Hadley and Gums, and they were just not scared at all.
Mm. I think that's like if you are,
but he was fucking talking also during the fucking film.
It's a movie you need to be watching the whole time. But also if you can relate or connect to the mental.
Like, watch that with headphones on.
Yes, which is how I watched it.
Yeah, now you see, that'll do
the... If you're like connecting to the mental health aspect of that movie and the fear of a child and your one parent is possibly going crazy, that's like horrific for me.
That's terrifying, yeah.
So that would have been higher for me, but they've scienced it, man.
You're going to watch The Host and then report back?
I'll let you know.
Yeah, thanks.
We will watch The Host.
Well, nope.
Hey, man.
Nope.
Hey, man. Speaking of scariest, it's our Halloween episode. It's our second Halloween episode.
Oh, shit. We did one last week, no?
Yeah.
Last week.
We did one last week.
This year has flown by. Last year, we did... we did Clooby.
Clooby Halloween. Wow.
Oh, this time it's actually an actual scary movie.
Yeah. Thank you.
It's a Halloween episode. Mm. But Host, I know nothing about that film.
When I saw it, I was like, is this one of those Korean horror films?
Because they know how to do that shit, my bro.
Their stuff, I mean, the most American, like a lot of movies that Americans consider as like super scary are just inferior versions of the Korean films.
Oh, shit. It's a British computer screen horror.
Ooh.
Six friends hire a medium to hold a seance via Zoom during lockdown.
Oh, it's on Shudder. Shudder's most that stream.
It's a streaming service for horror and fantasy, I think. And they get far more than they bargain for as things quickly go wrong. Yo.
Uh-huh. Maybe I suppose that's why it's so scary now, because it's so relatable for people.
Mm.
If it's on screen.
I hate Zoom calls. That's my biggest fear.
Mm-hmm. Put your video on, Ross. We want to see how happy you are.
Fuck, I had to do that this morning.
Wave. Put your camera on and wave.
I had to put on my camera. I was like, they all said, you guys have to put on your camera because it was like new people or whatever. Mm-hmm. And then I was like, give me a minute. And I had to take my gown off, put the cap on, all that shit, and then take my towel that's air dry out of the picture. Yo, it was a fuck up.
Oh, man.
Anyway, okay. Host, Jody's going to check it out for us and report back. Dead thanks, guys. Thanks, Jody.
Walters, will you monitor me? Okay.
Ugh, Stephen King.
Can't be Halloween without Stephen King.
It can be. It can be. So, the story, Mr. Harrington's phone. That's being adapted for Netflix. Tell us about Mr. Harrington's phone, Jode.
It's a new short story. Not new. It's one of the newer short stories Stephen King does. So he's one of the few authors who actually invests a lot of time in doing short stories still.
Yeah.
So he'll do like his main novels, but then he does anthologies with lots of short stories in. And that's getting so much traction now. like these short stories of him. So they do a lot of adaptations of it. Mr. Harrington's Phone is a newer one. The casting is pretty dope. They've got Jaden Martell from It, the guy who played Bill in It, the kid who played Bill in It.
Okay.
And Donald Sutherland plays Mr. Harrington. So wow, it's a very well-cast film, but he's ancient.
Must be, eh?
Yeah, I think he's heading towards like...
Is this horror as well?
It's got horror elements. It's more supernatural. Have you read it? Yeah.
It's a short story, so you did it in like 10 minutes.
Yeah, it's a really, it's a quickie. But it's a really cool story. And it's going to Netflix, so I hope that they'll have like the Gerald's Game type of success.
Oh, okay, yeah, yeah.
Hoping for that, but...
Was that also a short story?
No, that was a full-on novel. Surprisingly, okay. With the concept. Yeah. Think about it.
Okay, dope. Jody's approval.
Uh-huh.
Let's hope it's not trash. Yeah. For Jody's sake.
Oh, damn it.
Otherwise, we will lose all our credibility.
then they cancel the show.
And then they cancel our show. Oh, you're talking about our show.
You're making so much money.
Yeah, it's true. I'm rolling in the dough. Okay?
We are literally rolling our dough to make money right now. We're selling pet cook this Friday.
That's true. Catch us in Book Out selling pet cook. We do plain. Mm. We do plain but with a little cheese on it.
And apricot jam.
And apricot jam, and there's a mince.
Mm.
A mince from Jody's daddy.
Mm.
Jody's daddy does a mince that will make your hair mince.
Mince.
Anyway, now that the ad portion of our podcast
sponsors, the sponsored portion of the show.
Ridley Scott.
This is scary.
Why is this a fucking thing? Ridley Scott confirms that a Gladiator sequel is in the works.
I mean, this is... They've been talking about this for... Since...
Why?
The original, right? There were some interesting ideas for how Maximus would be brought back. I think the one that had the most... Like, the most hype behind it.
Where even Infinity Stone.
Where, where Maximus was going to fight his way out of hell. To come back to Earth to be with his love, his wife and his kid.
What?
Yeah. that was a story that had like, yeah, I think we're going to go with that.
No, man, you're talking cuck, man.
Just Google it. I'm not talking shit. Because Maximus died, they needed to come up with a way to bring Russell Crowe back and to continue the story. They didn't want to do a prequel. It needed to be a sequel, apparently, according to the studio. And that was their best bet for the longest time.
Mm.
Subsequently, they've changed their mind. Russell Crowe isn't the bankable star that he used to be. And I think we've spoken about the fact that Brad doesn't want to lose weight, eh? He's given up on like...
Oh, really? He refuses now?
I don't... Have you seen...
No, I've seen like him, but I mean, like, I don't know if it's like a refusal or...
I think it's
like...
a refusal. Maybe he politely declines, you know?
Yes, that would be so much work. But I mean, I would like to get paid to lose weight.
Yeah, I'd do that shit.
Yo, but I mean, like, what the fuck?
This story makes more sense because I think it's they're carrying on the story of the son of, is it Joaquin Phoenix's character?
Yeah, that's the one thing. So Lucius, the son of Connie Nielsen, and nephew of Joaquin Phoenix's character. But like, I don't care about that.
Mm.
What is Gladiator without Maximus?
But also, why not just make a different story set in that time? Not even in that world.
How's about no?
Just like...
How's about scrap it?
Yeah. I think people are supposed to be excited because Ridley Scott's involved. And
the man is 80... Fucking... How much? 83.
Also, he doesn't have a good track record with coming back to properties. Like. It's not like he saved Alien.
No. Came back. Fuck that. I don't care about this cuck. Are they mad?
Yo,
take this money and pay the ITA members.
Yeah. Now you see that's where their case comes from. It's like, look at
imagine their lawyers being like, this, look at this cuck.
You have money for this.
You have money for this cuck, but we can't eat. It's like, so Super Mario Brothers.
Super Mario.
It's a me, a Mario. They are getting a movie, but it's an animated movie. Because I think John Leguizamo is too old now.
John Leguizamo's pissed that he's not in this.
And Bob Hoskins, is he still alive?
No, Bob Hoskins is not alive.
Oh, right. P. Bob Hoskins.
Yeah.
But it's Mario.
It's a Mario.
Yeah, the cast was announced as well.
This is an animated movie.
Yeah, the animated movie. So the voice cast was announced.
It's not live action.
People are happy for some of them.
Some of them. Yo, there was a lot of backlash for Chris Pratt.
Nah, right? So, yeah, look. Yo, wait. You're supposed
Sorry,
to bury,
we'll fix it in post.
Supposed to bury the lead.
We'll fix it in post.
God damn. So you have Charles Martinet.
Uh-huh.
Wait, let me get up. Let me first get the list of who they'll be playing, actually.
Yeah, that would be a bit of...
Yeah, this... Okay. Well, you're the one that put this article up, motherfucker, so...
It's the best one I could find.
That's your fucking fault. Spike is being played by Sebastian Maniscalco.
Sure.
Do you know what that means?
Yeah.
Si.
Grazie.
Kamek. Oh, I don't know what character that is. Kevin Michael Richardson.
I think Kamek is one of the turtles. Isn't he one of Cooper's turtles?
Cooper's got turtles.
Those things that you...
I thought he's like, he needs to take a cack.
No, not turtle.
Turtling.
Turtling.
Oh, there's a turtle. It's a porking. okay, well, fine. Cranky Kong. It's being played by Fred Armisen, which I think is good. He's very good at voices, yeah. Donkey Kong is being played by Seth Rogen.
DK.
Rogen? Rogen, yeah.
DK.
DK, yeah. So this is this ties with the Fast and Furious.
That's great, obviously. Obviously.
I think that's perfect.
Yeah.
Keegan-Michael Key is Toad.
What?
Keegan-Michael Key.
Yeah, we heard
you. Keegan-Michael Key is Toad. Also,
whatever he does, he should be good.
Jack Black is Bowser.
Everyone loves that one.
I know, but everyone it's right.
Loves, yeah.
And then
they should have him do mocap for that.
Charlie Day is Luigi.
Mm.
You know Charlie Day?
Yes.
I think he can work.
Okay.
Are they putting on the fake Italian accent?
I don't know. Which ties in with the what you're building to as well.
Yeah.
With the lead.
So there's that. Anya Taylor-Joy is Peach.
Everyone's happy about her being Peach.
Is her title not Princess?
I thought it was Princess Peach. I guess with Donkey Kong, when that started, then you rescue the princess, isn't it?
I fucking don't know.
Because that's when Mario was first appeared, was in the Donkey Kong game.
Yes.
And then
brothers had their own thing.
Yeah.
And then the one that everyone is upset about.
Yeah.
It's a me, Mario. It's is it going me. To be... Chris Pratt.
Christopher Pratt.
The worst Chris. Republican, Hillsong, cheating Christopher Pratt. Okay. Yeah, fuck that. I don't see it. I don't see it. I'm sorry.
Well,
I don't see it.
I think more so because the guy who actually voices Mario doesn't have a defined role in this. He's going to be voicing a few characters, apparently.
Yeah, but he's a voice actor.
Exactly.
So and the problem is that you have actors... In the main cast, they're all actors.
I mean, this ties back to like what you and my second podcast.
Oh,
we spoke about voice actors or actors too, man.
They are actors too. Fuck, man.
So and that's why people are saying if you're gonna get the guy who actually does Mario in the game to do like little guest bits, why not just get him?
Just
to
get
do
him
Mario?
As a Mario. Yes. So
yeah.
I don't know, is he gonna do an impersonation? Is he just gonna be Chris Pratt? Is this Lego movie again?
To play Devil's Advocate.
Oh, yeah.
He
we
does
go.
Have
here
success.
Here we go. Keanu Reeves, Al Pacino.
Charlie Theron. he has success with Lego movie. So, like, playing
But it wasn't, it's a me, Lego movie.
I know. He did Onward as well. Where he also
it's a me,
Onward. But he's had success doing, like, voice work in animated films. So for people to immediately just say this is a bad idea, we don't know if they're going for it.
They need to give us a sample. They need to release his fucking audition.
Yeah, I don't
and
think
And that's the only way to get the fans to ease up.
Do you think he auditioned?
Maybe not even.
I mean, after Tomorrow War, you know,
yes,
just cemented.
The only thing he's got going for him now is Guardians, I think.
Yeah.
And I think he's going to die in the next one.
Yeah, he has to.
Yeah, he should.
Well, not the next one. The next one's the Christmas special one.
Oh my God, Jody. The Christmas special is not the full feature
film. It's canon.
It's not a full feature
film.
But
it's canon.
We can't talk about that. It's TV. So I want to hear what this motherfucker's going to sound like. I don't care about the rest of them.
Do you think Charlie Day is going to do the Italian accent for Luigi?
I don't know.
Because it's the same argument.
Should
right?
they do the Italian
accent? I don't think they're going to.
Ask your sister if it's okay. if it's PC.
I don't think it is. You shouldn't be able to do it anyway.
I don't know, but Italians are kind of white.
Yeah. But also, it's like they are a people, man.
They are a people, but they are white people, so.
That's fine.
They're palm colored.
Full circle.
So I think, I feel like you can, but also maybe it just doesn't, they don't release it in Italy then.
Just to avoid that, you know, that's a massive market.
But Japan, yeah, let's do Japan. Yeah, I don't like it, Jody. I'm not about this life.
Yeah.
Sec, it's time for a review.
Candyman. Candyman.
I'm looking into your eyes. That's my reflective surface.
Oh, I'm reflecting as a person.
As you say.
Yeah, as I'm sitting here, I'm reflecting on it. And I think that's how I'm going to bring him to life. Fucking Candyman, Jody. Hit us.
2021.
Hit us.
Directed by Naya Da Costa. Do you know how old she is?
37.
31.
Damn it.
She's
this is her second film.
Yeah. This is her second film.
That's scary, bro.
She was AP on another one, but this is a second feature film. The other one she got like an award at the Tribeca Film Festival.
Yeah, that one is with the woman from Thor Ragnarok,
Tessa Thompson.
That's the one.
Yeah. Anyway, for decades, the housing projects of Chicago's Cabrini Green were terrorized by a ghost story about a supernatural hook-handed killer. In present day, an artist begins to explore the macabre history of Candyman, not knowing it would unravel his sanity and unleash a terrifying wave of violence that puts him on a collision course with destiny.
Oh, wow.
Starring
Yahya
Abdul-Mateen II, Tiona Paris, Nathan Stewart Jarrett, who I think steals a lot of the scenes that he's in as Tiona Paris's brother, and Vanessa Williams, and there's a spoiler.
It's not the Vanessa Williams you think.
No.
It's not not Colors name. Of the Wind.
She's got a middle name.
Yeah, but the middle name is not the same as a stage name.
Okay, when I was looking her up, and that's how
it's
it was separate.
It's Vanessa A. Williams, but the second name is an E.
Anyway. Andrew.
Andrew, yeah. This Andrew. Vanessa Andrew Williams. So, this fucking movie, Candyman. I'm not a big fan of horrors. Jody knows this. My wife knows this. Everyone who knows me knows this. So, I was hesitant to watch this because I did see the original Candyman.
Yes. The original traumatized the generation of
it. It really did. But it wasn't like a fucking full-on horror movie. Like there were other themes, underlying things happening there.
And a lot of themes that I think we were too young to fully
understand
at that point.
But
in
the
time.
Concept of Candyman scared you. It was almost like there's that other story, Bloody Mary, I think.
Yeah.
We
also have to like
say it in a murder type thing. And that was like, shit, he can get you anywhere.
Yes.
If you like brave enough to test him almost. And that is what was scary. So people were like, oh, Candyman. It was a whole fucking thing. Yeah.
So, and that, you're talking about that, that was a, they had the Say My Name campaign before the movie came
which
out.
Which is kind of, I don't know how I feel about it.
I mean, did they pay Destiny's Child?
No, it wasn't about that, because this came after like Breonna Taylor and those people. And the slogan of BLM was like, say her name and say his name, you know? And this is kind of trying to capitalize on that.
Yeah, I think we'll touch on that.
We will touch it. We will touch it.
And we'll
touch you.
And we'll say it.
And we'll touch you.
On your studio?
No.
In your ear. Right there. Can you feel us?
Oh, are we doing ASMR?
Yeah. Right now. In your ear.
Give me something to ASMR.
Alright, here we go. Right now. This is me rubbing your ear. Can you feel everything?
We're trying to break into a new market,
We need the demo.
It's not OnlyFans. We still have our clothes on.
That's for later.
Also, OnlyFans shame. They weren't, they didn't start as a sex thing.
No. I mean, they were like Patreon, right? That was the idea.
It's well,
like
yeah. I mean, you pay and then you get... It was supposed to help you. There's content and people were supposed to help you do things.
So, like, vocal teachers, vocal training people were there. Yes. And it was artists where it's like, I made a new song.
Yeah,
and you can
craftsmen.
Come on. Yeah.
And then it's just like, nah, show that ass, girl.
And that's all they do.
Let me see that dick.
Clap them cheeks.
That dick.
Dick.
Candyman.
Mm, soaking. Mormo porno.
I couldn't figure out where I knew Nathan Stewart Janet from. And then I remembered he's British.
Oh.
He was in The Misfits.
Oh, I would not. I haven't seen Misfits, but I would never.
There's a exactly. I was also like, holy shit, this guy's amazing.
Yeah,
it was. Misfits was a British like anti-hero superhero show.
Yeah, yeah.
Which was fucking dope, and he was in the first season.
So you talk about him. I really like the cast.
I don't like everyone's performance.
Yeah, I think. Like the cast, when the movie starts, it seems like they've got like a really
good. It starts at the beginning, yeah.
Right at the beginning, like 0000.
But the mirrored.
I thought that production, there was something when they showed wrong the production with the TV.
No, I immediately. Did you really?
Yeah.
I immediately got it.
I hoped it was that.
Jody thought he had to flip his old TV around.
I told Jenna, I hope that this is Candyman looking in the mirror thing. But otherwise, I'm going to have to find a way to watch this in the mirror. I'm like, why do they talk backwards as well?
It's new for nothing to be at Niafana. It's new for nothing to be at Niafana. Anyway, what were we talking about? The start.
The beginning.
Yes.
It was good.
Yeah, it was
I like
fine.
The cast. I thought that the introduction to all the people was quite cool. The what's his name? The brother, Nathan Stewart Jarrett. Really funny character.
Mm.
Yahya Abdul-Mateen is like on a roll now. I think he's... Apart from his Aquaman stuff, there's one or two other things that he's also...
No, he's a really good actor. And the issue is... I feel like they nerfed him in this film.
Mm.
It's no, like, it's why true. Have someone so like he can be a powerhouse, he can be charismatic, and then you take all that charisma away?
Mm.
Why do that?
Yeah, there's problematic character choices and story choices.
Oh yeah,
but so I want to talk about
those spoilers. Those spoilers.
I want to talk about what I like,
what you like.
And we can go into what I don't like.
Okay,
and we can talk about what you like as well if you want. But
I'm not important. Yeah, you the
I'm Bioscope, you brass.
That's true.
The music I thought was brilliant.
I also think the music was good.
Love the music, the musical choices, and it kind of leans into this. It feels like a trend that Jordan Peele has started, where they take popular songs and they
put he hasn't started it
for horror. It's like they put like a different spin on it and make it really creepy and things.
Yeah, the flip for I Got Five on it is way better than the actual movie.
Yes. But remember for the trailer of Candyman, they did the Destiny's Child Say My Name as well. Amateur hour.
And we just dropped things.
The dildo just fell there on the floor.
It's a replica. It's a replica of mine, actually.
Nice. Mm. Do you guys have matching Adidas tracksuits also?
Yes. Obviously. Where's Adidas?
People are going to rob other people.
Listen. Just stop making a noise.
I apologize to the last listeners.
Five of them. Thank you.
So, like that, I feel like that trend kind of goes into this film also. Like, she makes really cool choices with the music. The lighting is quite incredible. And
yeah, but it's so... Okay.
You don't like it?
It's too slick.
Okay.
There's not enough contrast to when he's in the high rise fucking cool building and when he is in Cabrini Green.
Yeah.
That's, and the grit and grime of the I'm not comparing it to the first one, but when they are in Cabrini Green, it's like Luke Feilman.
The location is vital to the
and
story.
Here it's like everything is so slick and polished, yeah. And shit.
I want to touch on that in the spoilers.
Yeah, because I know understand why, yeah. But anyway.
I get your point though. Everything is framed in that very slick Chicago.
Mm.
Like you're thinking Chicago, like the very like CBD modern.
Yeah.
You know, everything shiny and new, like the apartment vibe and clean. But I like the lighting.
Mm.
I like how the director uses the lighting in this film. I like how the reflective surfaces obviously take role to this.
Too many.
But it's, you know, that's how she builds the horror and stuff.
I'm struggling to talk about this without going into spoilers.
Without complaining. I love the use of the reflective surfaces.
Too many.
And there was another thing that I liked also. Ugh, you're overwhelming me with
your butts.
I cannot lie.
Sorry, am I overwhelming you with the negativity? Let me be positive. Tell me what you like, Jody.
No, you tell me what you like, man.
Oh, I like...
Oh, I figured out the other one.
Okay, hit me.
You're not that
important. No, Dala.
In terms of the visuals, there's something that this director does brilliantly that I think is quite subtle.
Mm.
But it's unnerving. So a lot of shots, because the walkways in the passages are curved.
Mm.
So you get those running shots like they used in Shining, you know, like when the kid's on his tricycle.
Mm.
So you get that very unnerving movement feeling where you like, you keep coming and you can't see everything ahead of you. Like things are being revealed in a very short space. And a lot of the door arches and things are shot in ways where they are off. So there's a lot of stuff that visually is not like, if I look at your shelf here, things are like perfectly straight and
whatever,
so it's normal. If I look at the shelf behind you, that's not in your flat. Like things are straight.
Good
and,
save.
And, you know, I think on my feet, bro. Quick.
I think on my back.
Yeah. While soaking. Oh, wait, you're the bottom.
jump. Danny Mac, my God.
And in this movie, there's a lot of things where those dimensions are out.
Mm.
So you'll see a door frame where it's like the one side's longer than the other, it looks like.
Yeah.
And it throws you off. It's like you're seeing things that are not normal, but it's kind of in the corner of your eye the whole time.
Mm.
So when you see it in that way, it's kind of unnerving you subconsciously, but you're not actually picking up on why I'm feeling this anxiety in the scene.
Did you feel anxiety?
For those things.
You see, I didn't at all for nothing.
Which I think is the problem.
When?
But you felt it.
I remember the feeling. Like, it was also a lot more in the beginning when you're learning about a lot of the things.
But now this is my thing. But you feel like it's the expectation of the old movie.
Yeah.
And it's like, okay, you know how this movie's going to start. You know who the character, who the villain is and shit. But once you discover that they've chosen this way and whatever, I don't want to give things away. It's like all of that is gone. All the tension is gone.
Well, I think let's ask that question. Is this a scary movie?
No.
Yeah. Which is unfortunate.
Wiggity whack.
Yeah.
In terms of scariness.
Yeah. And I think the reason...
And I was preparing myself because I had to.
I know.
I have to build up to watch this type of shit. Yes.
Yeah. I have to ask you permission.
I have to be like, okay, I'm going to fucking prepare now. Am I comfortable? Is this a safe space?
Yeah.
Do I have my big boy pants on?
Mm-hmm.
And then I tend to... And I felt like I wasted my big boy pants on.
Yeah. Now you've used that up.
And now I see there's limited amount of big boy pants I can wear.
Now next time... And I mean, laundry day is only in 3 weeks' time.
Yes, that's true.
For your big boy pants.
That's true. It's very big.
Malignant.
Yeah.
I think my issue is that they were too focused on story, like world building and mythology building.
You need a balance.
And this is supposed to be a horror movie.
100%. I forgot that it was supposed to be a horror movie. I will. When we get into spoilers, I will tell you the one thing that freaked the shit out of me.
We can, maybe we should get into spoilers now. I don't know if I've covered like a lot of the, like, okay.
Look, in terms of plot, yeah.
Are there any surprises for you plot-wise?
Not even really.
Unfortunately, some major twist was spoiled by the studio itself.
Yeah, I mean, there was a twist and I was happy to see that little twist at the end. Happy to see that.
Yeah.
But other than that, I was like, yeah, I didn't really care about any of them, to be honest.
Also, the themes,
they were very heavy-handed with the themes and the plot and stuff.
And they obviously are trying to tie it in. You mentioned Breonna Taylor.
I mean, gentrification, bad. We all know this.
Police brutality, bad. All of those.
But they lack nuance.
Yeah.
And I like the type of stories that makes me think about these themes without telling, blatantly saying,
yeah,
this is what it's about. You know, I like to be like, holy shit, this story resonates with me and I understand where they're coming from. And it's way more powerful and it just lacks.
I think where my disappointment stems from is that
you don't like black people.
Well, you know, just like fundamentally.
This is a joke. It's a joke. I am joking.
We are being sarcastic.
Please. I don't want death threats coming to fucking Jody as a flavor. Exportnet.
He jokes. I joke. We joke.
That's true.
I think that there's the heavy handedness of the themes that were that are problematic, but fundamentally
you agree with me on that.
Yeah.
Okay.
But for me, fundamentally, this should be a horror movie. Candyman is the original Candyman is still, if you ask people like in our generation what your scariest movie was growing up, Candyman is going to be in most people's like top five, even top
at
three
least.
I would say.
Yeah.
So for me, this movie first and foremost had to get that part right. It had to be scary. It had to unnerve me.
The balance was off.
Keep me on the edge of my seat, and it didn't get that right for me. So I think let's do the rating. And then we can, because there's a lot that we want to discuss.
Yeah, so is this movie quiet or is it nah?
This is very borderline for me. I'm leaning to nah.
I say nah.
Nah.
This movie is a nah for me, though.
It's borderline. Because they are like...
It's not that borderline.
There's technical stuff that I feel like the director did well.
Yeah, but you can do that in music videos.
That's true.
Anthony Bourdain.
No, what's it? That
Anthony and the Johnsons.
Yes, it could be that. Is that the trans singer?
Yes.
One of the music videos that Ducky showed me. Was like with Willem Dafoe in
it. He loves Anthony
I know.
Johnson.
I still haven't downloaded the album
It was his wedding song.
He sent me an album of these like 15 years ago that I still haven't listened to.
Look, I must still thank Ducky for putting me onto Krangbun. He put me onto Krangbun. Krangbun is the shit.
Okay. I still haven't listened to this, but I did see the music video with Willem Dafoe in it, and that was scary as all hell. So I get you on like...
Yes, you can make things...
You can make things competent. But like I said, the biggest disappointment for me was that I went into this expecting one of the scariest movies of the year.
Yeah.
And I didn't get it. And unfortunately, that's why I've got to say,
nah, bro. Now it's time for spoilers. Why is your face like that? We do it every episode.
Every time.
Yeah.
Spoiler alert, we don't care that you don't like it.
Oh, we don't give a shit. We from Cabrini Green, bitch.
Do you want to start there?
Oh, fuck. Okay, Cabrini Greens. They did film in the actual Cabrini Greens, which was cool. And most of it has been gentrified.
Yeah. All real issues, right? But something that I read that I actually resonated with is that what people find problematic is that Cabrini Green is used as a tool in this movie, but is not actually showcased at all.
No.
He goes
inside some buildings. There's some graffiti. That's about it. The church. Yeah.
In actual fact, the criticism that the art critic makes of him, which is like artists just like to use all of these things, you know, these symbols, these places that they don't really go to or suffer through. They like to use it in their work to make statements. I almost feel like that's an analogy for the movie.
Yes, 100%.
Because the movie at the end of the day takes those themes that we're talking about, like gentrification, police brutality and things, but doesn't really.
It was funny because he fucking. His first painting after he hears the story is the beating of that man.
Yeah.
And she tells him. Mm. What did she say? She said something about it's quite literal or something. Mm. And that's the fucking movie, isn't it?
Yeah.
Like super heavy handed with all this shit.
Yeah. I mean, they also. They really expanding and changing the mythos of Candyman.
Yeah, today. Because Candyman, the first one, was the... What's his name? Daniel Rabiteau. Rabiteau. So he was a...
Tony Todd's Candyman.
18, yeah, Tony Todd. Original, that man. Mm. Classic.
Classic.
So his character was a painter back in like the 19th
Son
century,
of a slave.
17th century, 18th century?
18th, yeah.
Yeah, and then he made a white woman pregnant, and that was the worst thing he could do. So they fucking cut off his arm, put a hook. Why bother putting a hook on?
That's, I literally asked Jenna the same question. In hindsight, I couldn't understand what that was. I mean, maybe that was the painting hand, and they were like...
Maybe, but then why?
I mean,
just
I feel
cut
like that's too
hand.
Metaphorical for the people who are perpetrating those crimes.
Yeah, I mean, I would rather they just like the cut of his hand,
yeah.
But now he has a hook.
Yeah.
Anyway. So they cut off his hand, they put a hook on there, they
put him
covered
honey.
Him in honey, let the bees fuck him up, and then burned him.
Yeah.
And that was how Candyman was created. But in this film, the Candyman is the spirit of all the black men that has been unjustly killed. Mm. Similar to the Crow.
Yes, it's a similar thing, but in this movie, all of these men are then becoming part of the hive. So that's the relevance of the bees.
Yeah.
So it's like all these different...
It's a hive mind. Yeah. But in the first Candyman, he killed black people.
He killed anyone.
Yeah. So he was terrorizing the black people in the community.
Yes.
Whereas in this film, he's kind of like a fucking extreme social justice warrior.
Well, no. Actually, in this movie, they also show us that...
Yeah, but then why lay the down? Why show everyone else? I'll give you this. Everyone that he kills, except for the flashback, the girl.
The sisters, yeah.
I was kind of glad he killed them. They were, so what horror movie is that? You know what I mean?
It's not just that. So my issue there with that is that, or with this reimagining. So they're paying tribute to the original movie. They've cancelled out the sequels.
Yes,
they
Halloweened it.
Yeah.
They like, terminated it.
It's just not there.
Genesis.
Yeah, there's no Genesis. They have now carried on that story, but they've also changed it. So Candyman now is supposed to be like someone who comes back to avenge when black people are like killed wrongfully and all of that, right? But even in the movie, Candyman, as you said in the flashback, he's shown killing that guy, What's that guy's name? The one who's now like leading the category.
From Zola.
What
the fuck is that guy's name?
You
didn't even put it in there. Yes, that's Jody.
I thought his name was in there.
Nah, you swag, man.
Oh, shame. He didn't make
anyway, sense. That guy.
Yeah, Winston.
Winston.
The character's name is Winston.
Yeah.
Winston's sister, they show her summoning Candyman in the mirror and he witnesses her being killed, her and her friend being killed.
But she's black.
So what did they do that needed avenging?
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
So they now change the narrative, but it still doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
And if it's a sequel, that means that he did kill those so many black people in Cabrini.
All the ones
before,
he's killed before.
And it still doesn't make sense.
Exactly.
So it's like, fuck that.
That was very confusing for me. I also didn't quite understand why they needed to get more men into the hive. Because now they tell us that there have been many candy men, actually.
Mm.
So, in this case, that Sherman guy, the guy who was a paraplegic, who had the hook
hand. He had a hook hand, Suma.
Yeah. So, he had a hook hand, and then it actually just became...
He became Candyman. Yeah.
So, I mean, they said that he was one, there was someone before him, and before him, there was like five or six other guys who all were like made to suffer in some way and were killed brutally when they shouldn't have been killed, who all became part of the hive. Now... Again, why did you need more men to become part of the hive?
Just bring Candyman back.
Well, yes. Because,
well, he was dead.
We see at the end.
Look, it's tied to destiny. He was the baby that Candy. Full disclosure, I can't remember every single detail from the first movie.
Yeah, I mean, what they reminded us of was quite important.
Yeah, exactly. The flashbacks with when he was telling the story with the puppets.
Yeah.
So I couldn't remember why he wanted the baby.
Yes, that. To be honest, I read up on this again because I was like...
So why did he want the baby, Jody?
To make a sacrifice to Candyman. That's the explanation.
The first Candyman.
Yes. So Tony Todd, the original Candyman, in that movie, he's the one who's doing all the killings, but they think it's that woman, the one who's the master.
Yes, Helen Lyle.
Yes.
Yeah.
They think it's her, but she's actually like...
just reporting the story, and she's talking to Candyman.
And she's trying to save the baby.
The people, yeah.
And so... maybe. So, and that's the Vanessa Williams that's in this movie.
Yes.
It was her baby that was actually taken. Now, that was Candyman just trying to sacrifice a baby so that he could carry on existing, which subsequently seems to not be a requirement for him existing.
Because Candyman's power comes from the belief in his myth.
Yeah, it's basically Freddy Krueger.
Yeah.
Like, if you believe in him, that's why the Say My Name thing is so important.
Yes, but he's been killing people. Why did he have to sacrifice a baby?
I don't understand.
We'll have to watch the fucking old one.
From what I've read, it still won't make sense because they've changed all of that now. Because in the original trilogy, there was no talk about new Candyman coming in.
Yes,
Tony Todd. They just fleshed out his story.
Yeah.
Now they're saying that Candyman is actually all of these people.
Candyman.
But then now, why did Tony Todd come back right at the end? If they need
Bit. To give him to give, oh, fuck, I don't know. So in the end,
it's a cool moment.
Nice to see him.
It's nice to see him.
So that's what lacks.
CGI him.
That's what lacks also, because first of all, okay, I'll tell you what I don't like.
Mm. Don't tell us your scary moment.
I'm gonna get there. It seems like I didn't say anything I liked in this.
No, because you didn't. I was man alone.
Fuck. They didn't show enough violence for me. Yeah. They didn't show enough
for
killing.
For a Candyman movie.
It's crazy. They showed the one art gallery.
That was the most explicit.
And even so, that seemed...
It was just a throat cut. On the,
yeah, but even so, it wasn't like... There was no shock. It just seemed... It was too slick.
Mm.
If you know what I mean. Mm. And then the rest of the murders...
all happen off screen.
I was Googling if this is PG-13, but then I'm like, no, it can't be PG-13. They showed the throat cut.
They showed the open throat, but that's about it. Everything else is like you almost like a forced perspective of someone who's in the room but not seeing what's happening.
Yeah. And then it's weird because in the first Candyman, Tony Todd had dialogue. He was interacting with her.
He was
scary as shit.
He was scary.
He was charismatic but also terrifying. And the way he would say things and shit. And that is totally stripped from this film.
You know what? If for anyone who's still, if you can remember,
anyone who's still listening, you made it this far.
The Final Destination movies have Tony Todd.
Ross is complaining a lot here. Sorry. I'm
fighting negativity.
You need to manifest. You need to manifest.
I could positive. Tony Todd is in the Final Destination films as the morgue guy. Mm. The guy who's always telling them what death means.
Yes.
Now, that, those little bits of wisdom that he does in there, times that by 1,000 and you get him in the...
You get Candyman.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Like that level
And that
of
is
creepy.
Totally removed from this. Yeah. Why would you not bring him back? If they had to flip the spoiler, cast Tony Todd. Do Tony Todd that Candyman.
Mm.
And then to connect Yahya and Tony Todd, he reveals, I am actually an amalgamation of all this injustice.
Mm.
And I need another one.
Would have made more sense. Exactly. I need new blood in order to keep going.
To sustain myself,
but
yeah.
Like that, the needing new people, it doesn't make sense to me because...
Yeah, it still doesn't make sense.
They didn't still revert to the
it's
old Tony
the
Todd.
Yeah, now they say the gentrification has... Or I don't know. Was it the gentrification has killed the myth of Candyman?
Mm. Well,
because
they stopped talking about him.
But his mother was part of that pact. We didn't even... Was there a pact in the first film?
Not that I can remember. But I mean, we haven't seen it all.
Yeah, and so the way that Yahya Abdul Mateen II goes crazy is also whack.
From a bee sting.
Yeah, the beasting with the hand. Go to it. Why? I know you're obsessing in cock, but there's still there's some stunt
you
left
know what
for you
biggest,
to go to the fucking hospital.
You know what our biggest question was?
What?
Why is his partner not seeing that his hand is frotting?
We had that same question.
They shake his fucking neck.
The doctor's looking at his hand. The cock is growing up. Yeah. What did they put him on? An antihistamine?
Nothing. In their defense,
yes, I'm Texas.
It's merely a comment on the American
healthcare system.
American healthcare system.
Look, he's a struggling artist. He's got no insurance.
But she's rich as fuck.
She is rich as shit. Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah, those type of things. I mean, he was just zoning out. He's got a good body. We saw that multiple times.
Yeah. Important.
Yeah, he's got a good body. Weird decisions for me.
The locations, we are shown the slick side of Chicago, this like modern, shiny, clean side of Chicago. And then Cabrini Green is talked about as this area that's gentrified and how terrible that is, but they don't engage with it at all.
No.
Other than him taking some pictures and then going to the laundromat.
Yeah.
That's it.
What was the budget for this film?
I think it had a pretty decent budget. I mean, Jordan Peele's a producer and he gets like... He gets some money. It's thrown at him.
But yeah, the way they portrayed the art people also, people are the worst.
Yeah.
They're the worst.
Yeah. I mean, we have some experience of moving in those circles in like with
Jim. Oh, those pretentious twats.
Yeah.
I can't deal, bro.
Like, it's a very tough circle.
It's so fucking, like, it's, a, I would just, well, each conversation that they have about art, I would just be like, do you like it?
Like, but
if you like it.
But also, it's like, how can you pass on the supposed like objective judgment on something that is so subjective?
Yeah, so subjective.
Like you said, either I like this or I don't. Impacts on me or it doesn't.
If it moves you, it moves you. If you look at it and you see fuck all.
But I think that the purpose that this, and again, it's very heavy-handed, but it's the control that like a lot of white people in the art world specifically have over black artists. So
100%.
When Yahya wants to move away from... doing the, because I think he got famous with the noose things.
Yeah.
So his character wants to move away from that. And then they're like, no, that's not what we want. We want you to do this stuff instead. This is what we like.
Even when when he told him what he was interested in doing then, and then he's like, oh, where are you from? And he's like, he's from Chicago, this, whatever. And he's South Side is so played out.
Yeah.
And then he's like, oh, well, I was thinking of Cabrini Greens. And then he was like, we haven't had art from Cabrini Greens yet. And I was like, yo, this is so fucking... I'm glad he died, that guy.
Well, I think that's how you're supposed to feel.
I know, no, like, but not in a horror. Not in a horror.
All these people, it's like...
I get it. Not in a horror. In a horror movie...
Kill the art collector.
In a horror movie, you're not supposed to hate everyone that dies.
Just Paris Hilton.
Paris Hilton, House of Wax.
That's all you need.
You're not supposed to... there's some people that you don't... You don't want them to die, and they die. There's no one like that in this film.
Yeah.
No one.
Yeah, there's no anxiety, I think.
Even the teenagers, the innocent teenagers, they were irritating enough to be like, I don't care about any of this.
Yeah.
That flashback when she first, his girlfriend, when she has that flashback of her father committing suicide, for what?
Yeah, that's the other complaint.
That didn't pay off at all.
The other complaint that people had is that there's too many stories that they've thrown at this hour and a half long movie.
Oh, yeah. It seemed longer than an hour and a half now.
But it's like they bring up all these themes. Like the suicide thing, the only purpose of putting that in is to show us why she is attracted to Yahya's character.
Possibly, yeah.
Troubled artist. Her dad was a troubled artist, so that's why she likes him. But the same thing can be achieved with that conversation with her brother.
Yeah.
Who, like I said earlier, I think he steals the show.
No, he does. I mean,
I love that scene where after they've had the fight and stuff and she goes back to the apartment with him and he's like,
he
we are
himself.
Coming inside.
The one part that did scare me was the holes in his skin.
Obviously.
No, but that's it. That's the only thing.
Was it for your tryptophobia?
Yeah, trypophobia.
Trypophobia.
It was so bad that I didn't even hear that other brother's whole motivation. I missed that whole shit.
Yeah.
Because I couldn't. I stopped looking at the screen and I told Abby, please tell me we're not going to look at the screen again. And she was like, I'm not looking at the screen.
I mean, Winston's motivation is probably actually my biggest issue with this.
What
film.
Was his deal? I only got the tail end of it because I couldn't look at the screen.
Winston was involved with Sherman becoming Candyman, the guy with the...
I remember that.
Because he called the police accidentally.
Mm-hmm.
Then he was a witness to his sister being killed by Candyman.
Mm-hmm.
And now he believes that Candyman is needed in Cabrini Green because of the gentrification stuff.
Mm.
But how...
Makes no sense.
How does that all come about?
He zigged when he should have zagged.
Yeah. But they also, I think, are saying that he knows that guy was the son, the baby. Apparently, he knew that was the baby.
Who's saying this?
It's implied or some shit.
No. And then he said he had a witness. Was he going to do a ritual or something?
Yes. That's why he sawed off the hand.
He sawed off the hand.
And then he called the police. So he wanted... He just wanted the girlfriend to witness him being killed by the police. Unnecessarily.
But he... Yeah, I didn't get that either.
Because how
does he get injured in his mouth?
She stabs him.
Oh, I didn't even see.
Yeah,
that.
The girlfriend kills Winston because he's full on psycho at that point.
Yeah, yeah.
But Winston needs her to see that the police kill him so that she can summon Candyman and tell other people about Candyman. Like you need the story to keep going.
Okay.
But now again,
but they come in.
My issue there is that the painting has already done that, right?
Yeah.
The
painting
the
has already done
that. The artwork that is now in the yep. in the news and everything
100%
is already spreading the thing of Candyman. So yep. then this whole thing of there's supposed to be a hive again makes no sense because now they cut off his hand, saw his hand off, very graphic, put the hook in there. To what end? Because then right afterwards he becomes Tony Todd.
Yeah, what?
So why did we need?
Why did we need all that?
Yeah, why did he have to become Candyman, the manifestation of Candyman, the coat
in the physical in the physical
when
world?
When Tony Todd just like appears later,
and then they come in and shoot him.
Yeah, but there it was the police now kill him wrongfully because
also unnecessary.
Yeah,
it was weird because
they just come in and shoot. They don't ask any questions.
I know, but even the way that, like, she's right there by him. Yeah. There's no way they don't shoot her also.
Yeah, it's unlikely.
I don't think sounds or anything. It was bizarre. Like, I didn't even know that the man was shot. I thought it was, like, warning shots or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, they just came in, boom, boom, boom. Yeah. Which is fine, I guess. But then it just felt shoehorned.
Yes.
That ending where it's they come in, boom, boom, they shoot him, and then they say, oh, you need to tell the quote unquote truth now.
Otherwise we'll say you did this.
Yeah, and it's just for her to summon Candyman.
Yeah. It's to push her to summon Candyman,
yeah, but
who's
it doesn't...
now suddenly this protector of Cabrini Green and black people who are... So, for me, none of that actually makes sense.
No.
It's like you said, a shoehorning in the whole thing of police brutality, Breonna Taylor, all of those cop killings, not cop killings, the police killing people who they are like arresting or detaining or whatever. All of that stuff, they're trying to bring all of that into this movie.
Nah, it's a cop's a cop.
But it
doesn't work.
Doesn't work.
I felt like shoehorned is right. I think they added fucking things midway throughout or whenever. I don't know. I think they were doctoring it as they were going on.
Yeah.
And I don't want to blame the director, but this is a second film only.
But look.
The script is also...
Jordan Peele obviously is involved with the script. And Jordan Peele and horror gets like... A big, like, you know,
yeah,
he's
but
hyped
he's,
to the,
he's
the
it's
kill.
Diminishing returns. Get Out was great,
yeah,
that's the only thing that was great.
And he was able there to also look at like issues around blackness and white people wanting to acquire black identities and all of that stuff, right? So, he within his own films has started that, and it feels like that stuff that he's good at needed to be now put into this Candyman universe somehow as well,
yeah. But
where I feel like then he must take some.
But
some
he hasn't been getting. He must. Yeah, he must. Let's phone him. I didn't watch the new Twilight Zone, but I heard it wasn't good. It's mixed on what's that other show with Yahya Abdul-Mateen?
Lovecraft.
Yeah, Lovecraft County. I heard that is mixed as well. And then Us wasn't that good. And it's just like it's gonna run out. His luck is gonna run out. It's already starting to run out, and I feel like he hasn't actually done. We'll see with the
we'll
new one.
With,
nope.
Yeah, I was going to say up. We will see with...
We'll see with nope, but with this one, I feel like, shit, this woman is directing a Marvel movie next. And I'm like...
The Marvels.
I'm like, I don't know, man.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Technically competent. Like, I like her style in some of what she's done, but... The fundamental Candyman story was done a disservice by trying to shoehorn in all those other stuff and also just not embracing the violence, not embracing the, like, what makes Candyman scary.
Why would you not? Is that a budget issue? Why would you not embrace that?
It's choices, though. I mean,
why?
It can't be budgeting.
I cannot.
Also, you know
I
what?
I don't know why
Jada,
you wouldn't do that.
You know
in a
what
lot of
was freaking Jada out? Why was he floating the whole time, man? Because Candyman floats around like
yeah,
a ghost.
Why
he does.
He, float now?
He wasn't like walking.
No,
he kept floating everywhere.
Why?
So there's no budget issues because they had money to make him fly.
No, but they remember when he's in the wall, that woman goes to the toilet and then he says, "I dare you," the art critic. And then afterwards he goes to the mirror and then that CGI was bad.
Yeah, yeah.
Yo, it looked, she said it looked like a video game.
Mm.
Why?
Yeah, I don't know why.
Just film the actual man.
Yeah, but this movie's made money. It had a bigger opening than...
Nah, this is cuck. If this gets a sequel, Manita.
It probably will, to be honest.
No, fuck that. I didn't even look at my fucking notes. I just started shitting on this movie.
Yeah.
No, that didn't really miss anything. I let the things... So Candyman is a force for good now, apparently. Yeah.
I said, yeah, his mama looks a bit junk.
She did look, yeah, but it is her.
It is her.
It is her.
It's the exact same actress.
Fucking hell, she looks amazing.
When I looked at her, I'm like, nope.
Yo.
That woman looked like 35.
She really did. Yo, she looks amazing. The opening credits of the original Candyman featured moving footage of Chicago filmed from above.
Mm.
And then this one was filmed from below.
Ah.
And this is the first Candyman film to have a black protagonist. You really call him a protagonist?
Yeah. It's like you said, though. They've done Yahya like a big disservice in this film because he doesn't do much.
He doesn't do much.
They portray him as quite like petulant and childish.
Yes, he's
actually
like this egotistical dickhead, and then he goes tati.
Yeah. In a way that makes no sense.
No.
No, and even his motivations, it's like once he knows that it's real, he's actually just getting Candyman to kill people he doesn't like.
Yeah,
because he kind of like dares them.
He dares them to do it.
It,
yeah. So yeah, Candyman, fuck it. Fucking what a waste of an hour and a half. That felt like 2 hours. It was so... Yeah, and it was finished so early.
Yeah.
Yeah, we were half an hour late. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But that just shows, man. When a movie drags like that, ugh. Whack.
Waggity whack.
Anyway, don't talk back. You got any shout-outs or anything for Naya Da Costa?
No.
Stop catching
I'm going to shout out Tony Todd.
Tony Todd.
Tony
he
Todd.
He makes such a big difference.
He knows how to Candyman it up, man.
I know.
Or an icon, Tony Todd.
He really does. Anyway, I'm not going to get
embrace the Todd. That's what they should have
done. They should have done. He used to physically manifest, not this reflection thing.
Only in reflection.
Yeah.
Yeah. He came through the mirror.
Yes.
When he was summoned, and then he was there.
Which was cool because it was like you opened a gateway and I get.
How scared were you, after seeing Candyman and you like in the mirror and you, what if I do summon him accidentally?
Mm.
Like just by accident, man. Like I just happened to say Candyman 5 times.
And I mean, even them showing him,
you know,
in the back.
Never
you can,
know.
You can.
It's like, you know, when you press shift
if
you on
miscount,
your laptop.
Yeah.
You press shift.
You must count. Also, it banks, eh? It doesn't reset.
Exactly. So I could say 2 this morning, and then I come back to that same mirror later, and I'm like...
You say 3 more times. Nah,
pal. Mm-hmm.
So shout out to Tony Todd. Mm-hmm. What's that guy? Hope he comes back for the sequel. If there is a fucking sequel.
More TT in the sequel.
More TT in the sequel.
I said TT. You said more TT.
That's what I want.
More TT.
I want more TT in the sequel. I want more blood. I want more guts. And I want more TT.
Nice.
In
that
life.
Order.
Shout out to Jody, for making me fucking watch this piece of
Man, shout out to you for watching a horror movie. And then it was this.
It's fine. We're gonna watch Malignant, and then we'll see. And then I'll try Host as well.
Yes, if we can find that, that'd be dope.
Yeah, I'll try Host. I don't know if it's a good movie.
Yeah, is Shudder available in South Africa?
I shudder to think it isn't. But we'll see. So, if someone had to find us, how would they find us?
Find us on Instagram, Bioscope Presser Podcast. Find us on Gmail, Bioscope Presser. Find us on TikTok, Bioscope Presser Podcast.
I don't think it's Bioscope Presser Podcast on TikTok.
Is it just Bioscope Presser?
What is it? Look on TikTok.
You on TikTok now? Don't act like you're not on TikTok. She sits there all day TikToking.
Yeah, you must start cooking, eh?
That's what we pay you for.
Yes, yes.
That's the content abuse. That we want.
Abuse. That's what Abby is short for. get vaccinated. Stay safe, everyone. Safe, Jody.
Safe, bro.